Okay, fabulous. Tim Darnell here in Allen, Texas with our Team Freedom Call. Today is, let's see, what is today? 7-12-2018. I lost today. I thought it was the 11th. So this is the 12th of July coming up, coming up on my birthday in 3 days. So this is my last 3 days of 63, and we turned 64 on Sunday there. So exciting time. But anyway, got a great call tonight. I want to make sure that you've got a pen and paper, that you're going to take some notes, because we're going to have some, this is maybe a little bit deeper call than some of the other calls. And I think everybody that I heard chime in here is ready for this kind of call. And so this is the kind of thing that will really could very potentially take you to the next level and get you into the leadership that you're looking to attain for yourself at Isagenics with your business. So to start the call, I want to do something a little bit different tonight. I want everybody to take a big, deep breath. I want you to be conscious of a big, deep breath deep into your stomach, deep into your stomach. And I want you to sit up or stand up. Sit up probably is what most of you are doing, is sitting. Sit up in the best, most erect posture ever. I want your head back, your shoulders back. And I want you to think of the most athletic time in your life. I want you to picture yourself at some point, maybe now, but it may be some point in your life, maybe in your youth, maybe in your elementary school days, maybe in your college days, whenever that was in your 20s. And I want you to think of what you looked like at that time, and I want you to know that you are still that same person. You can still have that very same physique, that very same look. So how did you look back then? Do you like what you're seeing right now in your memory of what you look like? And I want to tell you that you can look like that again. You can absolutely look like that again. And let me say it an even better way. You will look like that again. All right, now one more big, big, deep breath. Way deep in the stomach there. I want you to think about one thing that you are so grateful for right now. I want you to imagine the one thing that you are so grateful for. And I want you to see that thing vividly. Close your eyes and see that thing vividly. And I want you to make sure that you've got a smile on your face right now, that while you're thinking about that thing that you're grateful for, that you're really smiling. You're smiling comfortably. You're relaxed. You're not forcing a smile. You're enjoying that smile. One more big, deep breath, big, big, deep breath into our stomach. Now, I want you to clearly see a second thing that you are so grateful for. You've seen that first thing. Now, I want you to think of the second thing that you're so grateful for, eyes closed, and to think about that and to smile over that and be just totally thankful for what you're seeing right now. And I want you to keep this erect posture that you're in right now, this great posture. This is an athletic posture. Your head's back. Your shoulders are back. I want you to do that for the entire call. So are you ready? Let's begin this call. All right, now we can relax a little bit. Keep the posture good, though. And I want to give you some ideas here about what we do at Isagenics and our own home-based business here. I want you to listen to this phrase right here and see if you can relate to this and see if this makes sense to you. Money is simply the metric of how much value you've added to society. And in our case, the value we've added to individual lives. That accumulates as time goes on, because the individual's lives that we add value into will turn around and they will pay that forward just like we've done to them. They're going to pay that forward into other people's lives. And we start a flow of goodness, of value going into other people's lives. The more value we add to individual lives, the more value we add to society, and the higher our money score becomes. So it all has to do with us placing that value into society, into individuals first, and then the metrics, the score, will emerge on the scoreboard, and it will happen in the form of income here at Isagenics. Also, rank advance rewards and those kind of things, and titles, those are good as well. but you can really narrow it down. When you see what's happening money-wise, you can say, you know what, I'm proud of that money that I'm earning because I added value to people's lives. And when you correlate those two, you will realize, man, we're not selling anybody anything. We are adding value to their lives. Now, what they do with it is totally up to them. So I want to warn each of us that many people fear money, and so they avoid the things that they can easily do to make more of it. There's actually a fear of money, a fear of success that happens with many of us. It's real common. And so what we've got to consciously do is to welcome the vision of our creating much bigger streams of income. Welcome that vision. Instead of avoiding that vision, we're going to welcome the vision of our creating much bigger streams of income. We're not going to play small ball. We're going to play bigger ball all the time. And so we need to rid ourselves of all thoughts of scarcity and replace those thoughts with abundance. If you are thinking, I don't have this, I don't have that, I'm deficient in this, I'm deficient in that, that's scarcity thinking, and we've got to quit that. That very thinking will keep us in scarcity. And so what we want to do is replace the scarcity thoughts with thoughts of abundance, that more, we can have more, we can do more, we can be more, and we deserve more. And that's what God has given us, is a condition of abundance. And to avoid that is avoiding God's gifts in our life. And so the abundance is the more natural state than the state of scarcity, which is so common for so many people. So we've got to think about consciously getting out of the idea of I'm broke, I don't have enough money, I'm going to run out of money. All of those negative thoughts relating to money will keep us in a position where we're at right now. So it's a little bit deeper than that even. So the fear of running out of money can actually be a motivator, or it can be an inhibitor of success. So if you're constantly thinking about running out of money, that's the area of scarcity that we don't want to be in. So we want to be in a situation where, you know what, we are looking forward to the abundance that is coming our way, and it's going to be bigger than we can even imagine. And so this is mindset talk that we're talking here, and some people absolutely poo-poo. They hate this kind of talk because it's a little bit esoteric, but I'm telling you, I've seen it in my own life. I've dealt with all of these emotions. I've dealt with all of these thoughts, and I can tell you that what holds me back ever is thoughts of scarcity, thoughts of it's not going to happen, thoughts of I'm not good enough, it won't work, I won't work, all of those kind of things. And so I have learned to develop myself and be disciplined to get out of that thinking about running out of money as an inhibitor of success, and making it a motivator, saying, you know what, running out of money is not going to even happen. We're going to move forward. We're moving into abundance. So here's another thing that is a huge inhibitor of success, and that is the desire for comfort, the desire for the same old, same old. That's the thing we know. We know the same old, same old. We know the past talents that we've had, and we constantly resort back to those. We know the jobs that we've had. We resort to those. The identities that we've had in the past, we resort to those. And so that is an inhibitor of success. It's comfortable to think that because that's what we know. And so what we're wanting to do now is consciously go into the unknown and make that unknown so real, so vivid in our imagination that it becomes comfortable for us to think about the unknown. So the quest for comfort is really our subconscious desire to remain in the same place we're in now. It immobilizes us. And so I say comfort's a good thing, but comfort can kill us in our pursuit of building a business. Comfort says, I've got a job, I make just enough money to get by, I can come home, I can relax, I can watch TV, I can go to sleep, I can get up and go do that job again. I know that routine. And so what we're saying now is we're going to get out of that routine, because what that routine has left us is what we have now, and we want something different. We want something that our vision sees that can be much, much better in our life. Comfort precludes and almost always excludes change. Comfort does not like change. And so that excludes change. And what we're talking about here is changing our present to change our future And so we often talk a good talk about increasing our income in order to lead a better life with more options. When I get around people on our team, a lot of people are talking about that, and they feel comfortable when they're with me to talk about that. But the subconscious primordial need to not rock our current boat prevents us from doing the things that can grow and even explode our income. I want you to think about that. You talk about an exciting thought. I want you to imagine your income growing by double, by triple what it is now. Take three times what your income is now and give me that figure, or talk about it yourself, and realize that is absolutely as possible. In fact, it's even more probable than what you're doing right now, and you can actually explode your income if your mindset is correct, if you've got your mindset on that income explosion that can happen in your life, and you're willing to get out of the comfort, quit focusing on the comfort, and get into the change that will bring about that type of income. So I say all of this to say how important it is to examine ourselves and for you to have a mentor who helps you see yourself and the world around you from a different perspective in order to move to the next level. What you're seeing about yourself, what you're seeing about your circumstances, what you're seeing about your income needs to be interrupted. That needs to be interrupted and exchanged for a better, more optimized view. Now, this is sort of deep ideas here, but they're very important ideas, and I hope you can grasp these. This is about you dealing with you. It's about me dealing with me, but you can have some help in those areas with a mentor who calls it like it is. I know Roseanne is online listening right now, and she's been mentored by Jeffrey Combs, and man, he will get you out of your comfort zone. And I will do the same thing, and I'll do it a little bit different from him. He's fairly brusque. He's very good at what he does, no doubt. I was one of the very first people that ever hired him to come in and speak to a group of people, and so I've always recognized his talent. He is an interrupter of what's going on right now with your thought process, and he calls a spade a spade. When you get into an area that is incorrect, he will stop you dead in your tracks and go, whoa, 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 wait a minute. Why are you thinking that? And so here's some of the things that we need to do that we're talking about tonight. We need to rid ourselves of any thought of inadequacy. Just get rid of that. When those thoughts come creeping in your head, you have got to stave them off at the pass and quit that inadequate thought coming into your brain. You are indeed fully adequate. I am adequate with what God has given us and how he shaped us. He doesn't make any junk whatsoever, and you are adequate. We are not inadequate. See, there's that scarcity thing again. Scarcity, scarcity, scarcity. Forget that. You are abundant in your adequacies. You are adequate. You are more than adequate to be able to do this. So we must throw off the past in order to move into the new world that we desire, the new world that we envision. That new world that can absolutely and will be yours if you will allow it. Sometimes we're our own worst enemy about moving forward, and so when we understand the traits within ourselves that hold us back, then we can start thinking about the things, the traits within ourselves that can speed us forward. We're all capable. You are capable of doing that. So we've got to be clear, and we've got to understand that our past is not the ideal picture of ourselves. I've got friends that all they do when I get together is they talk about the past all the time. Well, I'm an entrepreneur, and yes, I love those thoughts. I love those memories. Those are great, but I'm thinking about what can I do now to make our future better for myself and my family, and you should be thinking that same way. Entrepreneurs don't live in the past. They learn from the past, but they move forward, and they're all about changing so that we can experience that incredible lifestyle that we know that is out there waiting on us. And that's why we cast visions of a dramatically improved lifestyle. That's what I think about all the time, and that's what inspires me and motivates me to do the things that I know are going to change the current circumstances that we're in right now. Here's one thing that I want you to write down, and that's a very simple phrase. It's not prolific, and yet it's incredibly prolific. New is good. New is good. N-E-W. N-E-W is good. But new is not easy. Comfort is easy. Easy is comfortable. All this leads to the concept of tonight's subject, and that's IPAs. So these are things that any person can do that can increase our income. IPAs, I'll tell you what that is in just a second. But how many of us actually do them? We tend to fall back into the comfortable activities that are known to us. But what do we remember? New is good. Change is good. So we've got to first admit that there are areas in our lives that can improve, and it's all about us improving ourselves in order to get to the new. If you can't admit that there are parts of your life that you can change, your habits, your speech, your thoughts, your activities, you've got to be able to admit that those can improve. Some people are so egotistical, and really they're so insecure that they can't admit that there are areas in their life that they need to improve. And so we've got to be open to understanding that we all have areas in which to improve, and I raise my hand higher than any of you on this line. I know that I can improve in areas in great ways. So as soon as we make IPAs comfortable, that is when personal growth, team growth, and income growth become congruent and start interacting with each other and making you stronger and making all of those things happen. Personal growth, team growth, and income growth, all of those things go together. They come together, they work together, and we find ourselves entering the world of higher income earners and even top achiever income brackets. And so those things are simple things to do, but we've got to remember that resorting back to our comfort zone is not the way to get to the next level. So here's what IPA stands for. It stands for something simple. Some of you know what this is, some of you don't. It stands for income producing activity. Income producing activity. Now, that's something that you really need to have a firm concept on, and that's something that you need to have in front of you all the time when you're thinking about just relaxing, doing nothing, vegging out on the couch and the TV or whatever you're doing, or just, you know, just milling around and doing odds and ends that are really not producing any income for you. There is a thing called IPA, income producing activity, that will generate more income for you. So what are the IPAs in our business? Most of you can name these. You know what they are, but let's review it and let's pinpoint and focus on what that is. Number one is contacting new people. Remember, new is good. New is good. New people are good. So you think about that. You go to a restaurant, you sit down next to somebody, you're within talking distance of them, you try to avoid eye contact with them. Just remember, contacting new people is an IPA. It's one of the most powerful IPAs we have at our disposal at any time. And when we contact new people, I'll just tell you this, they are so appreciative that you proactively took the initiative to say something to them and just get a conversation started. Because they're fearful of you, you may be fearful of them, but you've got to step through that fear door and go ahead and contact that person. And just to think about something that you can talk about that would be good for them. I eat at several different restaurants. I eat out every day. And so I go to different restaurants, and I try to find seating that's going to get me next to somebody so that I can potentially enter into conversation with them. And I'm telling you, what I'm doing is I'm not selling Isagenix. I am meeting and enjoying the friendship of a new person or just the conversation of a new person. David Wood told me from the podium when I was sitting in the audience just recently, about a month ago, 5 weeks ago, he said, Tim, if you'll do 4,000 new conversations, I'm going to invite you to my home, and you and I are going to hang out together. And I thought, you know something, you could not say anything to me to stimulate me better than that, because I dig that guy, man. He is awesome, and I want to be more like him in ways, and I think he has said many complimentary things to me that I think he wants to learn from me as well, and we can both learn from each other. So contacting new people, entering into new conversations with more and more new people. I've got a brand new guy that I've spent about 2 hours on the line with today. He hadn't enrolled yet, and I don't want to enroll him yet because the positioning is real critical, and I have not been exactly certain what I want to do with this guy position-wise. And I told him that. I said, you know, this has got to be a win-win. for everybody here. So let's hang on till my mind conceives of where you need to go in our tree here. And it's a pretty big tree. So where I place you is real, real important for you. It's important for your enroller. It's important for me. So let's do that. But we got to talking today, and we just had a great conversation together, and he was so reluctant in the beginning. He had come on in a conversation about a week and a half ago. He was so excited, ready to enroll, and that kind of thing. Well, the week and a half passed, and I called him today. I said, man, let's chat. Let's get together today. So we got together, and he had all kind of fear and reservations that had built up over the last week and a half. And when I talk to a person about almost anything, an objection or a fear that they have, I always agree with them. I always agree with them, and I relate to them because I've had those same feelings myself, and I understand the trepidation that you do. I don't have any time. I don't have any warm friends. I've only got one friend in my life. I'm not meeting new people. All of these fears crept into his mind, and I was glad that he enunciated them. And I just listened to him for a long time and listened to him talk about that. And then I just sort of related very casually about my experience with each of those emotions. And so, you know, it's contacting new people that is so important here. That's the IPA number one, income producing activity number one. Number two is following through with prospects and associates. So this guy is the contact of somebody else on my team. And I could easily sit there and think, well, it's their contact. They're going to do the follow-through. And then I got to thinking, no, they're not. And sure enough, they had not. And so I did the follow-through today, and we're going to get us a brand-new guy on board here. And he is real excited after he went through all his fear and trepidation, which I let him speak about. So what I'm talking about, follow-through with prospect and associates, is continual communication with key individuals. That's prospects and people that have already enrolled associates. That you communicate with them on a regular basis. Now, if they're not qualified for your time, you need to recognize that. But most people are qualified for your time, and you'll want to communicate with them on a regular basis. Now, at some point, they've got to be proactive calling you and getting back with you as well. So, and I make that known to people. I say, look, I've got a lot of people on this team here, and I don't mind calling you a few times here, but you're going to have to be proactive. Will you commit to calling me on a regular basis? Yes, I will. So it's very important that they learn how to be proactive, not just me being proactive. So here's some of the substance of conversation that I have with all new associates and actually people that have been involved in the business for a long time. And one of the greatest questions you can ask somebody, especially if you're lack of words and you don't know what to say, is how are you doing on the products? I do that all the time with virtually everybody. How are you doing on the products? What are your favorite products? What is a product that you should be taking that you're avoiding? And I ask those questions, and we get the conversation going, and we talk about those things, and then it just helps bring the level of understanding and commitment up. And then the second thing that I do on a regular basis with everybody, especially new people, is you share, they share, repeat. And we talked about last week on the call about do you have a clean sheet of paper. And so that was a very important call. If you hadn't heard that call, you've got to hear the call, do you have a clean sheet of paper. So this afternoon at 4 o'clock, I had a three-way with Clara Regeer. She's online right here. And Clara called me exactly on the minute, 4 o'clock. And she had her prospect on the line with her. So Clara did a perfect job of a scheduled three-way with me, calling me exactly at 4 o'clock. If you have a three-way with me and you call me at 4:17, well, I'm off doing something else by then. And I really don't have time to just waste 17 minutes of the call. So, Clara, you did a great job on that. Are you with us tonight, Clara?
I'm here.
Oh, good. I appreciate you coming on tonight, and I really enjoyed our three-way today. You want to talk about that just a little bit, the dynamics of what went on?
Thanks, Tim. It's my delight. And I would just say that Tim did an amazing job with a situation where he had to be a very patient listener. So, Tim, thank you for your involvement with my individual this afternoon. It was a good experience. It was one in which went a little different direction than what I had expected, but I so appreciated the fact that Tim listened and listened, and then came back and did what we needed to, as far as this man hearing the "you share, they share" repeat, and it was a very good experience, I think, for all. It's yet to be seen where it's going to go. We hope to sign him up tomorrow, but I would just say thank you, Tim.
Well, yeah, I bet I didn't even talk for the first 20 minutes. This guy was on a roll, and he just went on and on, and he was fired up. And he was just excited, and Clara, you're real smart. Your team, Roseanne and all of you guys, you got leads from Nashville, which is very intelligent, very smart move to have done that. And you guys have been working leads in the Nashville area, and that guy lives in Nashville. So there's a very good potential that we may be able to get him in some part of that, if not the whole thing. And so we'll figure that out. But, Clara, you did a wonderful job on the three-way. You did a great introduction. You introduced me to your prospect and then your prospect to me, which is the right order. Always introduce the guest speaker first, and you said some very nice things about me. And then you said some nice things about Kevin. And I asked him a question or two. Man, he was off to the races. He was ready to talk. But anyway, yeah, you have to be patient sometimes. And I've had that several times this week already, where the conversations have not gone exactly the way you want them to. But that's okay. So, Clara, thank you for doing an excellent job today with that three-way.
Thank you.
All right, so you bet. And so number one is contacting new people. Number two is following through with prospects and associates on a regular basis. The ball is dropped there probably more so than any other area is follow through. Jay Bennett says it all the time. The fortune is in the follow up. He is exactly right. There could be no more words of wisdom more important than that. Number three is plugging in to Team Freedom and Jay Bennett's calls. Now, Jay and I are back together as far as calls are concerned right now. We never had a falling out or anything like that. It's just, he was building other teams and I was building Team Freedom. But we're back now together, Team Freedom and Jay Bennett's call. Our call, obviously, is tonight on Thursday night, and then Jay Bennett's calls are Saturdays at 11 o'clock Central Time. So there are two or three. He's also got a Monday night call. There's also a corporate call on Wednesday. But I would say if you can commit at least to two of those calls, especially the Team Freedom call, that's the team you're on, and then Jay Bennett's calls, that's the team you're on as well, on Saturday at 11 o'clock. In order to learn the business, you're going to stay informed about everything Isagenix from a training standpoint and an upcoming event standpoint, and then also Facebook involvement. This is plugging in as much as anything, and that's commenting on posts that are in Team Freedom, posting yourself in Team Freedom, liking other people's concepts instead of sitting on the sideline. We are a team of encouragers. We are a team of contributors. We contribute to social media sites. We don't sit back and stalk. I've got people at my church that are friends of mine on Facebook. I never see them on Facebook whatsoever. And then I'll walk in church and they'll go, "Man, that party you had yesterday looked like it was great." And I go, "What are you talking? How did you know about that?" Oh, you know, so, but here's a principle about our business, and that is you must contribute. Remember we talked about adding value to people's lives? You've got to, here's another word to say that, contribute to people's lives in order to build this. You can't sit back on the sidelines and watch. You can't stalk. It doesn't work. Even worse, not even going to Team Freedom site at all. Some of you go there about once every 3 or 4 days, and you've missed major important posts or trainings, things that are going on or welcoming new people to Team Freedom. So you can't do that. You've got to be disciplined to be plugged in to Team Freedom, the website, that site, our site, and constantly being involved in social media. Facebook is the gift from God for Isagenix, for your business. And so you guys need to understand that and really use it. Don't stay away from it for so long. So for those that cannot discipline their schedule to include these two 30 to 40-minute calls, I promise you, how you do one thing is how you do everything. There will not be the discipline to do the other IPAs So they're all simple to do. They're also simple not to do. And so it's our choice to do the things that will get us to the vision that is in our life. So finally, I want to wrap up here, and we're coming down to 8:31, I think it says here. I want you to give you a verse from 2 Corinthians 9:6. 2 Corinthians 9:6. You want to look this up in your own Bible. Paul says, "Remember this, whoever sows sparingly reaps sparingly, and whoever sows generously reaps generously." And I think that sums up what we're talking about as far as contributing, as far as adding value in people's lives. Our harvest is directly reflected of how much we sow. For those of you who don't know what that's an agricultural term about planting seeds, you plant a few seeds, you're going to have very little to show for it. You plant a lot of seeds, you've given yourself the chance to have a lot to show for it. So talk to a handful of people, sow goodness to a few, you'll see a few results. Talk to many people, sow goodness into many lives, you're going to see tremendous results. So be sowers, be seed planters, be people that add value, be people that contribute. And just remember, you cannot give too much. You cannot give too much. So we got time for a comment or two from people on our small group here. July is usually a sort of a mismatch of attendance here, but the people that are online are very important. This will be recorded at timdarnell.org as well. So if you'd like to make a comment, who would like to be the first one to come out here?
Hey, Tim, I was just – we just watched this movie the other day that Unbroken about Louis Zamperini. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he was an Olympic runner, and he got shot down in the Pacific and then was a prisoner of war for the rest of the war. And he had a statement that I wrote down. It was so in line with what you're talking about. And his little saying that he used to say, and the rest of the story is that he was saved in a Billy Graham, one of the first Billy Graham crusades in 1950. So he said, "You can overcome anything if you have the willpower and the resolve to get through whatever life throws at you, and you remain cheerful through it all. You'll beat it."
Absolutely, man. Right in tune with what we're saying here. And that is a phenomenal movie. I have not seen it myself. Everybody who's seen it is just gaga over it. So give us the name of that movie again, Rick.
Unbroken.
Unbroken, yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal story. So the guy went through all kind of torture and came out on the other side. So good stuff. Thank you, Rick. Great congruent thought there. Who else would like to speak tonight?
Yeah, Tim, this is Roseanne. And, you know, I usually try to come up with something that's going to make me sound kind of smart. But I have to say, tonight, you've covered so much. I have a lot of notes here. You've covered so much. And it was profound. And I thank you. I really don't have anything to add because it was thought-provoking. And, yes, I have had a lot of personal growth with Jeffrey Combs, and you covered so much of what he does and what Dr. Joe Dispenza does. And it is all about the mindset and, powerful. And I would just recommend for everybody to go back and listen to this recording over and over and over. Thank you so much, Tim.
Thank you. Great words, Roseanne. Really appreciate that. Make sure everybody's still got your erect posture. One more deep breath. Got time for our very last contributor on the call. Who is that going to be?
Tim, this is Clara.
Yes, Clara, come on out.
My question is, how quickly will this wonderful input be up on our website, on our Facebook page?
As soon as tomorrow morning. How about that? My Wi-Fi has been down since 10 this morning, and so I've learned how to operate without Wi-Fi, which was a great lesson in and of itself. And Rick, I did it with a cheerful face. So as soon as my Wi-Fi is back working, then I'll be able to download this from freeconferencecall.com and get that up to timdarnielle.org. And thank you so much for the good words, Clara.
Thank you.
Guys, thank you so much for being on this call. Happy July. July, like I say, is a little bit slower month, but it's a time that we can reflect and we can always contact more people regardless of what month it is. And so this is a good time to do it. Cookouts, neighbors are outdoors. Just a great time to do that. I think probably added about 300 new contacts this week to Team Freedom that I know of just through our office right here. So it's just a matter of putting the pedal to the metal and contacting that one more person. You guys can do that. Every person on this call is capable of greatness. You've got it inside, and it's going to happen. So thanks for being on the team. Thanks for being great people. I love each one of you. God bless. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Tim. Great call. Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.